From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county in all 50 states. It also includes an educational component called Farm Credit Knowledge Center. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Many farmers in our region are looking at a deadline coming up this week.
More than $16 billion in disaster relief payments will be available for producers applying for USDA's Supplemental Disaster Relief Program. Yet, Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce offers the reminder that the application deadline is almost here.
The sign-up deadline for SDRP, Stage 1, Stage 2, quality loss, everything involved under SDRP ends on August the 12th.
The Undersecretary adds, while Stage 1 and 2 sign-up have taken place over a longer period of time, the quality loss component of SDRP has been a recent offering.
And this is all crops, Title 1 crops, trees, vines, bushes, just about anything that we grow in this country would be eligible.
With all components covering qualifying losses for crop years 2023 and 2024. More information is available at www.fsa.usda.gov/SDRP. I'm Rod Bain, reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before. Farmer's Log, soil date 316554. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system. They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. Guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to. Sorry. That's soil fleet humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us all that the mighty oak tree was once just a little nut that held its ground. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.